so tired. I can't believe they made me stay 2 hours after my shift to help them. I didn't even get paid for it either. Oh, why won't this stupid shoe get off? Oh, honey, you scared me. Were you sitting there waiting for me to get home? Oh, you're so sweet. Yeah, I did have a bad day. Well, on a scale of 1 to kill me, I'd say it was a kill me 3 times over kind of day. What about it? Everything was wrong. It was just a day where every little thing irritates the life out of me. Yeah. First, my blouse got stuck on my drawer and ripped. Then, my cup that held all of my pens fell over and the cup shattered. Then, my lunch order was so late that I couldn't even eat it. And then, the cherry on top of the cake. Hey, Bella, we know you're supposed to be off in 15 minutes, but is there any way we can get you to stay a bit longer? We really need help cycling through all these files. And of course I have to say yes. I can't tell him no. Because he's the one in charge of promotions. If I do anything to piss him off, then I can kiss a pay raise away. Oh yes, I'd love if you made me something to eat. It sounds like abuse of power because it is abuse of power. Yeah, scrambled eggs is fine. No cheese, though. You're right, it isn't fair. But corporate companies weren't built on fairness and equality. They were built on lies and the ability to get away with underpaying good employees and overpaying bad employees. No, there isn't anything I can do. And if there is, I have no idea what it is. The higher-ups don't care. They have so much money going into their pockets, they don't care how anyone is treated other than them and their wallets. That's a tricky one. I technically can get another job, but since I'm in the position I'm in, I'm not skilled enough to work with the bigger guys, but I also have more than enough skills for the littler guys. So basically, I just have to start all over again. It would probably take a little less than 6 months to get back to where I was. But my pay would be decreased until I got promoted. So I either have to stay at my current job until I hopefully get that promotion that I certainly deserve, or I have to start at the bottom of the food train again. I'd be getting coffees and picking up dry cleaning all over again. I might still do that now, but at least my pay is significantly more, and I get my own desk. And I occasionally get to do some paperwork once in a while. So, doesn't seem like such a bad deal to me. I know you're financially stable enough to support us both. But I really like working, and I don't want to put all that stress on you. And honestly, if they stopped working me overtime without pay, I wouldn't hate it as much. This smells so good. Thank you for cooking it for me. Yes, I do need this job. I can't achieve my goals without this stop in life. need to have this position for at least a little while. Yeah, I may have learned all the skills I can from it, but it's time. They want that experience. It might be better at another company, but what if it's not? What if I quit and go to work for a different company and it's significantly worse and then I can't get my old job back? What? What do you mean, we'll just figure it out? This is our lives. We can't just wing it. No, we can't. If life was all about winging it, then there wouldn't be laws, or standards, or any order. I need to take risks. Excuse me, I do take risks. Like this. What do you mean, what is this? This is me eating my food on the couch. You never see me eating my food on the couch. It is a risk. What if it gets on the couch? That's a risk. Just because this risk is easily fixable doesn't make it any less of a risk. Ah, that food was so good. Yeah, I feel better. Okay, I'll lay on your lap. I missed you today. Did you do anything fun? Aha. So much fun. What do you mean? Are you saying that matching socks and folding towels isn't fun? Oh, the horror! Yeah, I'm okay. I just feel overworked and underappreciated. And the thing is, it's not even the money that comes with the promotion that makes this so aggravating. Even though it's definitely not a downside. It's the fact that a promotion like this gets me 10 times closer to all of the goals I've dreamt up of since I was a kid. Yes, it pushes me up that far up the ranks. And it's right in front of me, and I can smell it, and I can almost touch it right when I reach out for it. They pull it back just a tiny bit, and then they promise to put it right back into reach after I help them with whatever they need. It's so disheartening. And tiring. I get off this late and still have to be there by 5 in the morning, and they get to come in any time before noon. Ugh. I am calm. I'm just frustrated. Yes, I'm calmly frustrated. I literally do their jobs for them and for less pay, and they get to sit around and do next to nothing and get almost double what I get paid because of some stupid title that they didn't even earn. I know. My skills and mindset are valuable, and I'll get the promotion. Yeah. I'm repeating after you. It might not be today, and it might not be tomorrow, but it's in my future. Yeah, I know. I don't know. What do I know? I know that I'm smart. I know that I like to think outside of the box. I know that I'm a good leader and I take charge anytime I can. I know that I'm highly skilled in my area of expertise. I know that I have a strong work ethic. One more. I know that I like to get things done right. Yeah. You know, you can make me say all these things as many times as you want, but that doesn't mean I'm going to believe in them. You will for me? Why is that? Oh, you'll be holding on to that I told you so for a while, mister. If you say so. Ah, that feels nice. Just what I needed. Thank you. Well, yes, for the head scratches, but thank you for believing in me even when I can't. I feel like I can do anything when I have your support. Knowing that you're there if I fall and you're willing to help me get back up, it means so much more than you can possibly know. Even when I'm an absolute butthead to you all the time, you're still right by my side. I'll love you forever for that. I will love you forever anyway, but that will just enhance it. Sorry, this is making me sleepy. Plus, the head scratches
definitely don't keep me awake.
Are you sure? We haven't spent that much time together. I can stay awake if you want. No? Being around me is enough? Aww. That's actually really sweet. I love you. I love you so much more than you know, and so much more than I can show.